Hi guys, hope you had a good summer. Today I'll be reading from Genesis 50, verses 15 to 26. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, and they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear, I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he confronted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph remained in Egypt, he and his father's house. Joseph lived till 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation, and children of Machir the son of Manasseh were counted as Joseph's own. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will visit you, bring you up out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Then Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here." So Joseph died, being 110 years old. They embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin. Yeah, so there's quite a lot actually in that short part of, yeah, that short phrase, not phrase, section of Genesis 50. But I think one thing that really stood out to me there was the fact that, in fact, was the part of where Joseph was talking about how, even though you guys meant something for evil, God meant it for good. And I think in our lives, it's so easy to get caught up on the evil and like the bad things, and God's always saying, "I'll turn it to good." And that's exactly what he's doing. He's kind of turning everything to the good of God, and turning everything for the good of us, even for the good of us. So no matter how life pans out, no matter how tough it gets, I think just to remember that God is there, and no matter how bad something is, it'll always be used for good. So yeah, I'll pray and then that'll be it. But yeah, thank you God, for everything, for just being there, Father who knows what's best for us, who wants to help us for the, not for the good of you, but also that you want to love us, even though we are like sinners, but we're not sinners in front of you, God, not anymore. And Lord, I thank you for the forgiveness and just the love that you really. And I just pray for the next days and weeks that you just bring your peace. You speak into the lives of those hurting, into the lives of those who can't see how any good can come of this, how any good can come of any situation they're in. And Lord, I just pray you invade their lives and change it for the better. Amen.